Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Welcome to this video where we're going to be reacting to something very important that's a matter of our deen, inshallah. This video is sponsored by Sirat Seminary. I was going to say, what is it called? Celery. One of your 5 days, celery, you know, vegetables. And also one of your 5 days, salah. But how do you know how to pray? Well, you need to sign up to Sirat Seminary so you can learn, you see? Anyways, it's one of my jokes. We're going to get straight into it. We're going to be going and reacting to a imam, a scholar, who has memorized 14 centuries of chain, going back to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Very profound. And we're going to talk about why it's important for us to have that. Now, if you guys are watching this and thinking, you know what, Brother Ali, where are you getting that t-shirt from? It looks a bit good on you. Thank you. Okay, now, obviously, what I'm going to do is, the t-shirt you can find in Sindeed Official, inshallah. I'm going to be wearing this. Yes, the first time ever I'm wearing something live, as you guys can see. You know, if it gets too cold. As you can see, brothers and sisters, if you want one of these are very comfortable, I'm telling you, bro. Since they've, besides sponsoring me, I like this stuff. So as you can see, brothers and sisters, it gets your back covered, literally, when you're going to sajda. It's quite long, inshallah, so I recommend it. But anyways, let's get straight into our video. We're going to react to this video, and let's watch it for ourselves. Are you guys ready? عن يحيى بن عبد الودود عن محمد بن محمد سالم المجلسي عن حامد بن عمر عن الفقيه الخطاط عن القاضي بن علي مم الصباعي الشيخ الشيوخ الفاضل بن أبي الفاضل الحسني عن علي الأجهوري عن البرهان العرقمي عن جلال الدين عبد الرحمن بن أبي بكر السيوطي. So you see, as the sheikh's going along, yeah, you were talking about possibly, when I say in every century there's a name, because obviously there was maybe in that century you would have maybe 2-3 people living. But you can see where it's going. And if I'm not mistaken, he's quoting from his teacher, that from his teacher, he's going all the way back to the Prophet ﷺ. This is fundamental to our religion. Watch this. SubhanAllah, the only thing I memorized is probably a recipe how to make a milkshake. That's why we need to sign up to Sirat Seminary, brothers and sisters. But let's carry on watching. This is interesting. Right here, he's going up to Bukhari. So he's quoted a chain going all the way back to Bukhari. So we're talking about maybe 2-3 centuries after the Prophet's death, yeah? Now he's quoting that he's from his Sahih Bukhari, yeah? Narrated to us. Boom. So everything that is quoted, the chain of transmission going all the way down to Bukhari, and from Bukhari, so there is specific chains in Bukhari where the chain is like very short. There's 2-3 people between Bukhari, Imam Bukhari, may Allah have mercy on him, and the Prophet, peace be upon him. Some of them, I think they refer to this as a golden chain. Yeah? Okay. So basically, there's 3 people in between them. And what was the hadith? So now he's mentioned the chain and he's mentioning the hadith. What's the hadith? This is very important, guys. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever says upon me that which I did not say, then let him take his seat in the fire. So before he quoted this hadith, which is very popular, he quoted the whole chain. We learn a couple of things from this. Number one, the Prophet ﷺ has narrated that anyone that says something that the Prophet didn't say, intentionally let him take his place in the fire, because you're lying against the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is very profound, because the whole point of the chain of transmission that we have, you know, be it from Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, and one more, what is it, Sheikh? Nisa'i, yes. So the 6th book of Hadith, yeah? So what we learn from this, brothers and sisters, that our religion is based on this transmission. That the Quran is mutawatir. It came from multiple chains. So this shows the foundations for anybody to doubt a single hadith or any Quran verse is a mass conspiracy. It's like saying a group of people came together and conspired, a mass conspiracy, and lied against the Prophet. And they did this in such succession that the other companions, even though they didn't hear it, they didn't say nothing about it. This is what makes our religion foundation so strong, because we have everything that goes back to the Prophet, peace be upon him. So even when the Prophet was talking about telling his companions to write the Quran down, he would make sure that he's not talking about anything that is from himself in the context of a hadith. Yeah. So for example, he would make sure that that is the Quran. He doesn't, his companions doesn't mix it up with his actions. You know, he's saying his hadith is not just what he said, it's his actions, it's his silence, it's his speech, it's his character, and it's even his appearance. That is what we learn from the hadith. So this is fundamental. This shows that our religion cannot be from other than but God Almighty. It's impossible. And this is what should make your iman firm and want you to come and study your religion and understand the science. Yeah, I studied a bit of the science of hadith and how we know what is sahih and hasan and da'if and, you know, hasan ghairi, etc. These things are fundamental, and it helped me so much studying Baykuniyya for with Ustad Abdurrahman Hassan. I learned so much. So Sirat Seminary has been set up by one of my teachers, Sheikh Abu Safiya, to help you guys understand the basics of your religion and help you to build those foundations. If you have time for anything else but not the religion of Allah, then don't be surprised if you are led astray. Because if I give my dedication and time to something other than the Book of Allah or His religion, I'm bound to either giving dawah, seeking knowledge, or receiving knowledge from somewhere else. And who is that people? Who's that going to be from? So brothers and sisters, this was a profound video that I found, and I, mashallah, I found it amazing. So that's the reason why, brothers and sisters, I want you guys, inshallah, to sign up to Sirat Seminary, inshallah, and learn your religion, and you can pay in installments if you want, inshallah, but it is fundamental for you guys to equip yourself with this knowledge. I'm not going to keep this video very long. May Allah bless you guys for watching, and I want to thank Sirat Seminary for, inshallah, sponsoring this video, inshallah. And I urge every single one of you guys to study in your own time. Videos are pre-recorded, you can ask questions, etc. So thank you for watching, and hope you guys found this profound. I would say share it with your Muslim and non-Muslim friends. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.